I greet you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus as we seek his presence among us and his spirit to lead us to the worship of God in the name of Jesus. Very warm welcome to everyone and especially some esteemed visitors, some very precious visitors. Good to have you with us and appreciate your support over the years, to the Mathesons especially. I'm not going to go through all the notices, as usual. There are items printed out for you, various meetings coming up in the next few weeks. We hope to celebrate communion, the Lord's Supper, next Sunday morning. And please take note if anyone or you know of anyone who expects to be here and would wish to receive communion as a visitor, please point them in my direction or one of the elders. And we hope to also have a lunch afterwards as well, to continue that fellowship theme as we do. But I do want to put particular emphasis on the summer fair, which was at the local primary school yesterday, and I feel it very personally to extend a very warm thanks to everyone who contributed to that on the day, prior to the day, up to the last minute in some particular special cases, and I think special word goes to Colin Reed for the great work that he did, and you're going to see a little more of it later if you didn't see it yesterday. We had a lot of people came and stopped by the stall, and very light conversations by and large, but a number were a little bit deeper, and just to have a presence in the community was, I think, a very worthwhile occasion. So from me personally as well, a very warm thanks to everyone who did contribute, not only who were there, but also if you were praying, and we do really appreciate that. We know that people were praying, and it's a tremendous help when you're very busy on the day. So these are the main things I wanted to draw your attention to, and there are two publications out today. There's the missionary prayer notes for July and August. Please use those again, and especially these. It would be great if they all went missing very quickly. I'd love to see an empty space where they were. And then the instructor will be going out to the Sunday school first, but it's not just for the children. It's good for others to read what's going on and what the children are being taught as well. So please do make use of those once they get to the table after the Sunday school. So I think these are the main things I need to bring to your attention this morning. But we do these things in the worship of God, even as he calls us, and as the psalmist himself speaks, Psalm 108, "I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples, and I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth." And we can share in that exalting of our God, lifting up his glory by turning to sing our first praise this morning, Psalm 21. Psalm 21, singing to the praise of God's anointed King. We take the first seven verses. Page 24. O Lord, in your strength how the king is exultant. How great is his joy in the triumphs you bring. To him you have granted his heart's deepest longing. You answered the plea from the lips of the king. And if we think of this as also speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's great anticipated king, his heart's deepest longing is the conquest of a people and bringing a people to himself, into his kingdom. And the Lord does grant this to him. Let us sing then, exalting our God, Psalm 21. It is a slightly different word, sounds the same. He is exultant himself as he rejoices in what God gives him. Psalm 21, 1-7. Let's stand to sing, and we'll stay standing to pray after that.
Lord, in your strength, how the King is exalted, how great is his joy in the triumphs you bring. Through him you have granted your heart's deepest longing, you answer the
Eternal God, we give thanks for your King, who is made known to us as the Lord Jesus Christ, your own beloved Son, that you have put all things under his feet, but we know too, O God, that he purposes, according to your eternal and precious will, to finally give all things into your hands. You are truly exalted, O God. We give thanks that you lead us, that we too might share in this glorying